I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Iraq's prime minister was in Brussels, Belgium today. Nouri al-Maliki met with European Union and NATO officials to talk about the security situation in Iraq. He asked European countries to help develop and train Iraq's government troops. Prime Minister Maliki suggested that this could help bring about the right conditions for an eventual U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraq. Maliki said Iraq's security forces have already proven their mettle in recent operations, and he said that the more they progress, the less need there's going to be for international troops in Iraq. Plans to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq were talked about last night at the Democratic candidates' debate in Philadelphia. The World's Matthew Bell has more.
Hillary Clinton has said she would order U.S. military commanders to draw up a plan to begin pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq within 60 days of taking office. One of her advisors has said she would do so even if it means overriding the opinion of American military commanders. ABC newsman Charles Gibson brought up that point last night.
So if the military commanders in Iraq came to you on day one and said this kind of withdrawal would destabilize Iraq, it would set back all of the gains that we have made, no matter what, you're going to order those troops to come home?
Yes, I am, Charlie, and here's why.
Clinton went on to say that it's the commander-in-chief who gives the orders and the military leadership that carries them out. She said her plan to start pulling out between one and two brigades a month is in the best interest of America, the U.S. military, and Iraq.
I will make it very clear that we will do so in a responsible and careful manner, because obviously withdrawing troops and equipment is dangerous. I will also make it clear to the Iraqis that they no longer have a blank check from the President of the United States.
Gibson then put the same question to Barack Obama, and Obama said he too is committed to pulling out of Iraq, even if that means going against the advice of the military.
Because the commander-in-chief sets the mission, Charlie. That's not the role of the generals. And one of the things that's been interesting about the president's approach lately has been to say, well, I'm just taking cues from General Petraeus. Well, the president sets the mission. The general and our troops carry out that mission.
Obama said tactical questions are another matter. That's where a president needs to bring military commanders into the decision-making process.
If they come to me and want to adjust tactics, then I will certainly take their recommendations into consideration, but ultimately the buck stops with me as the commander-in-chief.
Judging by last night's debate, both Democratic candidates appear to be making ironclad pledges to pull out of Iraq. GOP candidate John McCain has already criticized Clinton and Obama for advocating a policy of surrender and certain defeat. But not everyone believes the Democrats' plans for Iraq are set in stone.
No matter how forceful their statements may or may not be in the debate, they've always been careful, at least at some point, to qualify this and say that things will depend on the conditions on the ground.
Anthony Cordesman is a military analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. He says the nature of the 2008 campaign has made it impossible to have a thoughtful, intelligent debate about Iraq.
That has been a very discouraging aspect of this particular political campaign, as the constant emphasis on who can have the best soundbite and the dangers of having the worst soundbite reduce this debate to the sort of content of the average fortune cookie and almost debased what are three very intelligent candidates into the kind of statement they shouldn't make.
Cordesman says all three presidential candidates are guilty of playing to the party base instead of reaching for the political center on Iraq. And he adds the biggest problem with making pledges on the campaign trail is that conditions in Iraq right now might be very different from conditions in January 2009, when the next president takes over. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.